I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. Recently, the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee's Research Action Team announced the four research studies that will be awarded a total of $130,100 for projects that will benefit the state's corn industry. Colorado Corn Communications Director Eric Brown provides more details about the research projects that were awarded the funds.
And these in particular this time, all going to CSU and CSU Extension, identifying specific genes that cause some of the new, kind of the latest and greatest hybrids to still be drought sensitive. Another one, this summer there was reports of Xanthomonas, that bacterial pathogen that was officially reported for the first time, but looking at supporting Kirk Broders with his efforts to further examine that and develop mitigation strategies. Another 30,000 going to another CSU project looking at the glyphosate resistant weed Palmer amaranth, now looking at mitigation efforts for growers there. And then another one is looking at residue removal and tillage on winter soil moisture recharge and irrigated agriculture, looking at those corn production methods that some of our growers are starting to use, and a wide variety of projects.
He adds that since 2011, nearly $800,000 has been invested in research. The funds for these research grants come from a one penny per bushel assessment on corn grown in Colorado. That's Colorado Ag Today.